with the Gaga Handbook chapter all about it. Chapter 567. Does a bear stop in the woods? Yeah. People will be walking all over the place at the Autumn Leaf Festival. That's why you need the help of a friend. You need a blanket. Bring a bottle of wine, a couple of glasses, if the weather's okay. If it's a little cool, make it a bottle of brandy. Scope the place out with your buddy. Find out where the hottest of the women are. There'll generally be one or two there that have recently broken up, and they're just kind of teary-eyed, looking at the beautiful splendor of Mother Nature. See that one that seems to be walking aimlessly. You know she's been hurt. You know she's been rejected. You know the relationship didn't go right. You know she's vulnerable. You point her out to your buddy. He slips away back to the car and puts on that rented bear costume. You and the girl find a little quiet place where you can see the beautiful changing leaves and you sit down, you pour a glass of wine or brandy. You talk about your recent breakup. You talk about how it's great to be here with nature. You don't really need another person. As long as you have yourself, nature, and God, what's not to like? Well, your buddy waits till the right moment and then springs out of the woods in that bear costume. I mean, have him charged right now. She'll jump up like, God, Dad! You instantly place yourself between her and the bear. Grabs you. You roll around on the ground. A lot of fake punches. Pop, bim, pop, pop. Grab the bear by the ears. Crack its skull on the ground. Whop, whop, whop. And then jump up and go, get out of here. Get out of here. Kick it to Tookus. The bear takes off into the woods. She says, my God, that's the bravest thing I've ever seen. You say, well, I don't know if I'd call it bravery. I saw the bear coming. I didn't want you to be hurt any more than you already have. And frankly, you know, I was thinking to myself when the bear came, my God, I finally meet a woman I can really, really talk to. And here's this bear going to eat her up. And so, I mean, at this point, I couldn't take it if I lost you. So, here, have another brandy. Let me sit down a second here. My God. Let me tell you something. If that bear had ended your life, it would have ended mine. The thought that I would never kiss those lips. At that point, she'll kiss you hungrily. Grateful you saved her life. You risked yours fighting a bear. It's as old as time itself.
Me, man. You, woman.
You saved her. Much as Mesozoic man saved her from Brontosaurus. You pick up that blanket, you walk a little bit into the woods, and before you know it, oh, God, who's your boy now? Who's your boy now? Pour a little brandy over that, make it scamper royale. Enjoy yourself. And then... No! You say, wait right here, okay? I'll be right back. You know, they're selling apple butter up there.
Yeah, you ever had that?
Oh, God, nothing better after a liaison than apple butter. Wait right here. Imagine her shock and horror when she sees your car careening around the corner with the bear driving, smoking a cigarette.